Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, Text Number 33. Evam Nirjita Shadvargai Kriyate Bhaktira Ishvare Vasudeve Bhagavati Yasam Labhyate Vati Evam, thus, Nirjita, subdued, Shatvagai, by the six symptoms of the senses, lusty desires, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy. Kriyate is rendered. Bhakti, devotional service. Ishvare, unto the Supreme Controller. Vasudeve, to Lord Vasudeva. Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yaya, by which Samlabhyate is obtained. Rati, attachment. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By these activities, as mentioned above, one is able to cut down the influence of the enemies, namely lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy. And when thus situated, one can render service to the Lord. In this way, one surely attains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport is mentioned in verses 30 and 31. One's first duty is to approach the spiritual master, the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to begin rendering service to him. Prahlad Maharaj proposed that from the very beginning of life, Kamara Acharat Pragya, a small child should be trained to serve the spiritual master while living at the Gurukul. Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasandantu Gurorhitam Bhagavatam 7.12.1. This is the beginning of spiritual life. Guru Padashraya Sadhu Vartmanu Vartanam Shad Dharma Preachcha. By following the instructions of the Guru and the Shastras, the disciple obtains the stage of devotional service and becomes unattached to possessions. Whatever he possesses, he offers to the spiritual master, the guru, who engages him in Shravana Kirtanam Vishnu. The disciple follows strictly and in this way learns to control his senses. Then by using his pure intelligence, he gradually becomes a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami, Adal Shraddha Tata Sarasanga. In this way, one's life becomes perfect as attachment for Krishna becomes positively manifested. In this stage, he is situated in ecstasy, experiencing bhava and anubhava, as explained in the following verse. Evam nirjita shadvagai kriyate bhaktir ishvare vasudeve bhagavati yasam samlabhyate nirati. By these activities, as mentioned above, one is able to cut down the influence of the enemies, namely lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy. And when thus situated, one can render service to the Lord. In this way, one surely obtains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Prabhupada said, our philosophy is the most consistent, exacting, and voluminous due to the unbreakable system of disciple succession. So we should understand that our philosophy is extremely simple. It only deals with three things. What are the three things it deals with, since we've been here for some years? Does anyone know what the three things our philosophy deals with? And only three things. Yes?
Is Krishna called me and not the relationship?
Yes, that's true. And what is the essence of all that? What is the essential three things we're trying to achieve? Does it work? Casting, you mean on the screen?
Yes,
or?
Yes.
But I have to connect with something. What do
I
do? But what's the difference if I'm on the internet or not?
They are in the same Wi-Fi system. So
but what, where do I find you? Where do I find the... Who are you?
The cast option is just with cast and you choose the
home screen and dock? That's home screen. Touch, battery, privacy, control center. Yes. FaceTime, Max, Merger, Stocks, Short Twist, TV, Camera, Podcasts.
Duplicate.
Oh, we'll look it up. What's that?
Can you duplicate the screen?
I don't have that mystic power.
Okay. We're going to show
them. App in the air. App support. There has to be some kind of program that does it. There is...
Function. There is a
function. Not in Apple. It's a different name. Yeah. Anyhow, we'll just see that. Well, we'll look it up next time. You can put the verse on the board, though. So there are actually three things. Three is a very important number. But generally, we're interested in three things, namely eternity. Everyone would like to be eternal, right? Everyone would like to have knowledge of how to be blissful all the time. So those three things. Satchitananda. And of course, Vigraha. So that's generally what we're interested in, is eternity, eternal bliss, and with full consciousness. And therefore, that's all our philosophy deals with. And if we look through that vision, then we could probably understand what these verses are, what Prahlad Maharaj is saying, the Prabhupada is saying in the purport. So let's look at this verse, not the Sanskrit. You got the wrong verse anyhow.
You got the...
No, I just put the translation. Okay, so here we have a verse, and we can break it. Now, we have what's called Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. You've all heard of that before? What does Sambandha mean? What's that? Yeah, something. Connection. It's our fundamental philosophy. How to see things properly. And then we have Abhideya. What does Abhideya mean? According to how we see things, then we should follow. And then we have Prayojana. What's Prayojana? What's that? The goal. What we should be experiencing. The result of seeing things properly, doing the right things, and we should get the right experience. Now, for instance, in that famous verse, Tad vidi prani patena pari prashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tad vidarshana. So what's the... We have... Prabhupada said there's three things. There's submissive inquiry, submission, inquiry, and service. So what's the part which is inquiry? Submission, let's say, submission. Submissive inquiry would be under what heading? Would it be Sambandha, Abhideya, or Prayojana? Yeah, it would be a Sambandha. We're trying to become submissive so we can see things properly. Because unless we see, just like, as I said before, if you want to leave this room, and we put a blindfold over everyone's eyes and say, go for it, get out of the room. We turn you around a few times, of course, just to make it more interesting. Leave the room in 10 seconds. What will happen? I mean, these are not trick questions. These are things that any normal human being should be able to answer. I mean, we're supposed to be the most intelligent people in this. We can't figure out what happens when you're blindfolded and spun around. You can ask a 5-year-old child and they can probably figure it out. Tell me what will happen if you...
You may hit the wall or fall or trip.
Or hit someone else. You might make it, you probably wouldn't make it out of here very easily. So similarly, if we're blind, then we don't know where to go or what to do. So our first business is to get knowledge so we can see things properly. We should see what's taking place and who I am. For instance, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī said, our first business is to understand what level of devotional service there are, exists, and who's on what level. Kanista Adhikāri, Madhyama Adhikāri, and Uttama Adhikāri. The Kanista Adhikāri is trying to get some knowledge, trying to get some vision, trying to understand. And that vision comes in four phases, four general things. Kanista Adhikāri, they're trying to figure out how to end their suffering, what they're doing wrong, so that's causing their suffering. Then they're trying to figure out what they can do to become peaceful and happy in the world. Then they're trying to figure out, even if they're peaceful, happy in the world, still they have to die, so how to solve those problems, which is a bigger problem. Then they really get into the real problems. And then when they get knowledge, some knowledge, and they have to figure out how to get out of the material conception of life entirely. So that's neophyte devotee. They're trying to get those four kinds of knowledge to get out of the material miseries, ultimately. Then we have so that's called sambandha, preliminary knowledge. And then we have abhideya, what we're supposed to do. Once we get that knowledge, what we're supposed to do with our body, mind, and words, because that's all we have to work with right now. Or directing others with their body, mind, and words. Then we have prayojana, what we should be experiencing, what should be the result. So, beginning is submissive inquiry. Without submission, then we're not really inquiring about what we should do in order to get a result. In other words, to properly render service. Unless one is actually submissive, then one will not be able to understand anything. Because if I think I know everything, or if I think I know more than the speaker, why will I bother listening to the speaker? Even if the speaker is repeating the absolute truth, if I think I know more than the speaker, then I think, well, so he may repeat the absolute truth, but I won't listen to him anyhow because I'm better than the speaker. So whatever he says, if I listen to him submissively, then I'd have to take the position of being inferior to them. But that I'm not going to do. So I refuse to listen just to show my superiority. So the first thing is submission, and that comes, and then we should be properly submissive to find out the right field of knowledge. In other words, we should be submissive and inquisitive about the right subject matter. So blind following is not very good. And absurd inquiries. We should know what we should inquire about so that we can do something, which is called service, in order to achieve a certain goal. And the Krishna says the goal is, the next verse, Krishna consciousness. So the first part of this translation, by these activities, as mentioned above, one is able to cut down the influence of the enemies, namely lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy. And so what is that level? What level of sambandha, abhideya, or prayojana? So lust, anger, greed, madness, and jealousy, to get out of these things, that's abhideya. Well, we got two things, we have two choices left. That's the wrong that's the wrong choice. So take a guess. You got 50%. Is it sambandha or prayojana? What's that? Okay, so now we got one choice left. So what's your... Take a guess. You can't lose. What's that? Loud. I can't hear you. I'm going deaf. You know. Sambandha. There's three things and there's only one left. You have a good choice. You have a good chance of getting right. Yeah, sambandha. Our sambandha is our, to put it in more direct terms, is that Krishna owns everything. He's the proprietor and controller of everything. Now, if we don't accept that, then we have to accept lust, anger, greed, envy, etc. Is that clear? We have a choice. Either we accept Krishna as God, and he's the controller of everything, or we think we're God, and everything belongs to us. But when we think like that, then the material nature gifts us with illusion. Because we can't think, if we realize who we were, 1/10,000th the size, the tip of hair in size, that we're not doing anything, it'd be very difficult to be thinking that we're the lords of everything. So we're gifted with illusion, so that we can identify ourselves with these gross and subtle bodies and think ourselves to be the lords of material nature. But along with illusion, before that comes lust, anger, and greed, of which illusion is born out of, because illusion is the practical, well, it allows us to serve lust, anger, and greed. If we thought, I'm going to serve lust, anger, and greed, I'm going to wind up in Yamaloka and burn in, you know, in a pot of boiling oil, I'd probably be a little hesitant. So I have to have a little bit of illusion. Otherwise it doesn't, that this, you know, it's spring, well, it's not spring now, but the flowers are blooming, and the birds are chirping, and everything's beautiful, like that. So there has to be some illusion. And then we have Abhideya. One can, when one of us is thus situated, one can render service to the Lord. So what is that? Ananda. Abhideya, yes. And then there's only one thing left. In this way, one surely attains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So bhakti, what is that? Prayojana, jai. We're on a roll here. We're getting here. Now, what do we expect in the purport? Probably going to talk about what? Kali serpent and Krishna? No. He's going to talk about the same thing. So now we can look at the purport. We should look at the purport and see how Prabhupada breaks down sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. Because that's what the verse went over. And that's what practically all the verses go over. Especially those deal with philosophy. So now we have... Who's scrolling these things? The first part of the... Okay. Down. Put it... Well, no. Don't go too... To start at the beginning, because that's where we want to start. But we don't need the word purport. Everyone remembers that. So it says, the first duty is to approach the spiritual master, the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to begin rendering service to him. So what? So that's part of what? Sambandha, abhideya, or prayojana? Sambandha, yeah. These are not trick questions. We're not trying to fool you. So we're going to the spiritual master, not so we can take pictures of him, not to receive a garland, or maybe some maha if he's generous. No, we're trying to inquire. That's called, the beginning is, well, out of the nine processes that will be explained, this is something called sadhu sangha. We're getting sadhu sangha. Prahlad Maharaj proposed that from the very beginning of life, Kamara Acharat Pragya, a small child should be trained to serve the spiritual master while living at the Gurukul. Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasandanta Gurohitam. Srimad Bhagavatam 7:12:1. This is the beginning of spiritual life. Guru Parashraya Saru Vartmana Vartmana Sad Dharma Preacha. So at the beginning of the child, he's like 5 years old. He's being put in this gurukul. Do you think he's self-realized? He knows everything. He's just, you know, I'm so happy, you know. I was at home and my mother's cooking for me every day and I could sleep as much as I wanted. Now, where am I? I'm out in this forest, you know. I'm sleeping. What is this? This is my bed? Straw? What is the... Now, unless the guru calls me, then I can't eat. I can't come and eat. I'm hearing my guru all the time calling me. Even when he doesn't call me, I hear him. I'm not going to starve in this place. I'm a kid. What all this austerity, you know? No, when you're 5 years old, you don't think like that. You don't know what's going on. You don't know anything about spiritual life. You know nothing about material life either. You're there. And you got to adjust. Maybe you cry for the first couple of days, but no one listens to you crying. All the other kids, you know, they say, "Hey, kids, stop crying." You know, I can't hear my spiritual master speaking. So after a while, you adjust. You see, all the other kids aren't crying because they already cried enough, and now you have to adapt to the situation, and you have to find out that this verse. You have to follow the verse. You have to, in order to be able to be submissive to the spiritual master. It's not just a theory. You have to brahmacharya gurukula. You have to be put in the gurukula. Away from your mom, away from the television, away from the internet, Facebook, everything else. No more toys and games. You don't see people in the guru, you know, children in the gurukula, you know, killing little things on their little iPhone. That's not gurukula. It doesn't work like that. So these things, danto gurohitam, you have to be there. You have to have a favorable attitude towards the spiritual master. Now, I hate this guy, you know. He didn't call me yesterday. I starved the whole day, you know. He should go to hell for a while. No, gurohitam, one is trained up from the beginning. One doesn't know you're supposed to be envious and everything like that. You know, why is this spiritual master? Why can he eat whenever he wants? And I got to wait for him to call me. The child doesn't think like that. He thinks, well, this is the way things are. That's when it's trained. You're asked, like Krishna and Balaram, go get some firewood. They didn't say, why me? I did it yesterday. Get this other kid to go. He never goes. You don't love me. You love this kid. No, they went out. Krishna, he's God, with Sudama. They immediately went out to the forest to collect the firewood. And etc. Surida Saurida, with a great vow, one should live in the ashram of the guru. Then the guru can begin to train one. This is the training. As the next verse, by following the instructions of guru and shastra, which is Bhajana Kriya. We got that? The disciple attains the stage of devotional service and becomes unattached to possessions. Whatever he possesses, he offers to the spiritual master. The guru engages him in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smarana. So this is Bhajana Kriya. This is... Now, generally it was the Kshatriyas and the Brahmins, the children of the Kshatriyas and the Brahmins that went to Gurukul. So when the Kshatriyas grew up, like Yudhisthira Maharaj, they became the emperor or a king or something like that. They didn't think, oh, now it's mine, and you know, I'm collecting all these things, you know, tax the citizens so I can get whatever I want, get a nice income, take bribes, whatever. No, they were trained from the beginning that this, nothing belongs to you. Everything belongs to the guru. And when you leave the ashram of the guru, it's not that now the guru is far away and it's mine. When Lord Ramachandra came, he offered, he was in charge of the whole Bhumandala, we could say, the whole earth planet, whatever you want to consider. He offered everything to the Brahmins. And then the Brahmins had nothing to do with these things, so they offered everything back to Lord Ramachandra to take care of. Not that it became Lord Ramachandra's, of course it is, but as the king, he took back from the Brahmins with the idea that he should use these things according to the direction of the Brahmins, the whole universe. And then one can actually hear. If one is attached to material attachment and aversion, it's very, very difficult to hear. One will think, what's the use of this hearing? What am I going to learn? What's the value? I'd rather hear about how I can get something, what I want, how I can fulfill my material desires. But if one is unattached, one doesn't think himself the proprietor or the enjoyer, then one can actually hear how we should act in such a way as to please Krishna, who is the actual proprietor and enjoyer. And that's called Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Then the disciple strictly follows and learns how to control his senses. So as we fix our mind upon Krishna, as we become conscious of Krishna, then the result is that our attraction of material sense gratification diminishes. One is no longer interested in simply increasing, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. One becomes satisfied with satisfying the sense. One is satisfied simply by fulfilling the minimum, what's necessary to gratify the senses. By engaging them in Krishna service. That's called sense control. So the next thing, as confirmed by Rupa Goswami, Adala Shara Tathasara Sangha, he gradually becomes a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one's life becomes perfect. So the first stage is, our intelligence becomes pure. We see things properly. We see that we're not this body. Everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna is the actual friend of everyone. Krishna is the enjoyer of everything. And Krishna is the proprietor of everything. That's called real intelligence. And then, that's called the stage of nishtha. One gets pure intelligence. Controlling the senses is nishtha. One is simply engaged in Krishna's service. And as the intelligence becomes purified, then ruchi develops. One's original spiritual senses are awakened, and everything is seen in relation to Krishna, and everything is pleasurable at the stage of ruchi. And then one's attachment for Krishna becomes positively manifested at a sakti, because thinking about Krishna with purified senses, there is so much pleasure, one cannot avoid thinking about Krishna. One becomes addicted to Krishna consciousness. And at that stage, he is situated in ecstasy, experiencing bhava and anubhava, as explained in the following verse. And then one comes to the perfection of life, namely love of God. So this is what this verse is about in the purport, the different stages. So at the beginning, sambandha, hearing, is the neophyte stage. The stage of service is the stage of liberation. The stage of love of God, bhavan, and prema is the stage of prayojana. So sambandha is neophyte stage, abhideya is madhyama adhikari, and prayojana is uttama adhikari. So these are constantly being described to us so we can see practically where I'm at. For instance, if I'm thinking I'm a great devotee, I'm practicing on the stage of love of God, and I'm still lusty after everything, I'm still greedy, I'm still envious, then we should understand we're not on the perfectional stage. And you can even break down lust, anger, greed, etc. If we're overly lusty, then we're in the stage of suffering. Anyone who's overly lusty is going to break all the principles. Illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. That's called overly lusty. And one will suffer. So one will try to get out of the suffering. And what's our remedy to get out of suffering? We tell people to chant Hare Krishna. Of course, we tell people all the time to chant Hare Krishna. But we tell them, regulate your senses. Chant Hare Krishna. But give up these four principles of sinful activity, the pillars. Namely, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling, or mental speculation. Become austere, become merciful, become clean, become truthful. Then you'll become somewhat out of the miseries of material existence. And then we tell people, live a normal material life, a regulated material life, so that you can get the real necessities of life. What are the necessities of life? It's not computers, although they're useful. We're not against computers. We're not against cars. We're not against anything, as Prabhupada writes, Nectar of Devotion. we could, all these things can be utilized in the service of Krishna, but even if these things go away, we're not going to die. Hopefully we won't die. Some people die because they don't have these things. But hopefully if we have some other activity, we won't die. Because the real things in life are clean air, fresh water, nice food, nice relationships. This is real sense gratification. These are the necessities of life. And if we have all these other things and we don't have these things, then we're going to be miserable, no matter how much material technology we have. We can have technology and we can have all these things also, but technology usually is an interference for these things. Too much technology means that the air becomes polluted, the water becomes polluted, the food becomes polluted, everything, people's minds become polluted. So the next stage is inquisitiveness. Once we're satisfied, our senses are satisfied, we still know we were going to have to die, because we see people dying who are healthy anyhow. No one dies healthy. Or when you die, you're not so healthy. So even you have a perfect material life, still it's not going to be adequate. One becomes inquisitive how I can solve the real problems of life, namely old age, disease, and death, and the other problems of life, like adiatmika, adibodhika, adidaivika, kleshas. And then you acquire from those who know, called the Brahmins. So that's called, you're not so lusty. You've given up some greed for material life. The vices, you regulated your senses, you're giving up, you don't need 100 million cows to survive. So you have to give up greed and anger. So in the Kshatriya, and here we are in the anger that no one's listening to me. So one has to give up anger. That we get what we get what we need, we're not so greedy anymore, but people don't listen to me, so I become frustrated and angry. So the Kshatriya has to learn tolerance. And then at anger, illusion, the Brahmins have to give up illusion. Everyone has to give up illusion, but especially the Brahmins. The Kshatriyas give up illusion also, that we're not the ultimate controllers. The Brahmins are the controllers. The Brahmins give up, they're situated in some knowledge, but they also have to give up the madness and the jealousy against God. That why can't I be God? I've worked so hard, I've come to Brahman realization, I followed all the spiritual principles, but there's still someone above me, God, and I can't get as good as God. And therefore they become envious, jealousy of God especially. All our enviousness and jealousy against everyone else is just a reflection of our enviousness and jealousy against God. So these things also have to become purified gradually. Then one can come to the Nishtha platform, the liberated platform, and work in devotional service. Work to please Krishna, cooperate with the devotees to spread Krishna consciousness, and try to defeat the atheists, the demons, at least the demoniac mentality, within ourselves and within others. So then one can work on the spiritual platform that's called Abhideya, and by doing that we can come to some prayojana. We can actually come to love of God. So that's just something about how we should read these books. Not that we read the purple and we go, what was that? Oh my God, the next thing I hope is some, and I can't remember what it said, just like Prabhupada mentions here in the verse, verse 30 and 31. What? What are you talking about? What is 30 and 31? I don't have time to look back in 30 and 31. We already passed that one. Why are they bringing it up again? I already forgot it. I don't need it anymore. That's how we've been trained in school. You know, you study for the test so hard so you can pass, and after you pass, you just forget about it. It's useless. Well, we have to be trained in a different way here. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. From this verse, I have feeling first heart discipline, and after some time, it will come some taste. And I can see from Prabhupada's another purpose. Prabhupada says first try to chant somehow or other Hare Krishna in association of devotees, and everything else will come after that. And how to understand? Look a little controversial.
He made it really complicated, no one would follow it. So he has to make it simple. But nothing comes just spontaneously. Only when you come to the spontaneous platform do things come spontaneously. Yeah, sure, we chant Hare Krishna, but we have to learn how to chant Hare Krishna. We have to learn how to give up our attachment to material conceptions of life. Otherwise, we'll never be able to chant Hare Krishna. And we have to put that into practice through real devotional service. Not just, you know, I'm just waiting around for 50 years for it all to happen. I just chant every day, you know, shnik, shnik, ram, ram, day, day, day. I'm just waiting for it to happen. No, it won't happen. One can attain divine life in a moment, as Prabhupada writes in 272 in Bhagavad Gita. One can obtain divine life in one moment, or not after millions of years. It's only a question of understanding and accepting the fact. Understanding how we are Krishna's servants, and actually accepting it and working according to that.
I would like to emphasize discipline, just like
discipline.
If we don't have higher taste to go to sleep early and get up early, and everything else, how to have discipline? Higher discipline. That is a question always for me.
Yeah, a sadhana bhakti that will help us control our mind and senses, so that when we are in the association of devotees and we're chanting Hare Krishna, we can hear the holy name and feel His presence, because our mind is controlled. We have feeling, so we become attached to Krishna, and we want to experience Krishna. Then if we're not deviated, our mind is not being swept away like a strong wind sweeps away a boat, then our intelligence would become stable, and we'll be able to utilize it to hear the holy name and to experience the holy name, His name, His form, His quality, His pastimes. And the more deeply we become absorbed in those things, the more we'll experience with our spiritual senses Krishna's presence.
So discipline and higher taste should go together, something like that, from beginning.
Otherwise, one who restrains his senses and organs of action, but his mind dwells on sense object, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. So you know, just discipline itself is not going to be sufficient. It's disciplining our mind to become conscious of Krishna. The real tapasya is hearing and chanting the holy name with love and attention. That's the real tapasya. Everything else is to help that. We're not fasting just to lose weight. We're fasting so we can think about Krishna with more feeling than Krishna the object. But if we're fasting and we're just thinking about food, then we're wasting our time. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grandaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.